morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah and Dr. Sue.
Thanks, Duke. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. This morning, my guest is Amber Terhar, Community Programs Coordinator. She's here to talk about bike safety and other safety initiatives provided by the Helen DeVos Children's Hospital Injury Prevention Program on the Lakeshore. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Amber, what is your role at Zeeland Community Hospital?
Well, recently, I began coordinating the Helen DeVos Children's Injury Prevention Program on the Lakeshore. And the program goal is to eliminate unintentional childhood injuries and deaths by educating families, professionals, and children on safety topics.
And you've been really busy, haven't you?
Oh, we have been busy. It's been a great couple months. We have partnered with some great organizations, some local fire departments, to lead a 911 Safe Kids Camp, which was geared towards 9 and 11-year-olds, and that was great. We talked to them about bike helmet safety, but also safety in and around the cars. We also have partnered with local agencies such as Herman Miller, Park Church, Ottawa County Marine Division, and New Groningen Elementary to reach out to families with injury prevention messages.
When you go out, Amber, do you feel that kids are not knowledgeable about bike safety? When you go to, like you say, a 9/11 fair, are kids surprised at what you're telling them?
You know, that's a really good question. I don't think they're surprised necessarily. Well, yeah, I guess in some regard. They know that bike accidents happen and there are dangers associated with bike riding. They just don't think it's going to happen to them. You know, especially what we heard a lot of from these children is, well, I'm a good bike rider, you know, and some of these kids have been riding their bikes since they've been 3 or 4. And, you know, so when you're talking to the 9, 11-year-olds, they do feel that they are doing things appropriately. And especially if they haven't crashed, they think they're fine. And you know, what we say to them is it's kind of like riding in a car. You know, you can be a great car driver, but you still wear your seatbelts because there are still dangers. And so we talk to them about that.
And what are some of the dangers?
Well, one of some things, especially when they're out, what we like to talk to them about is wet leaves, which typically isn't a problem right now, but changes in road surface. You could have cracks in the sidewalk. Another thing we talk to them about, which is like a pet might run out in front of them. And that has actually happened. We were at a 911 camp, and someone had a story where they were riding their bike, and a dog ran out in front of them, and they crashed. So we talked to them about that as well, that even if you think that you are a safe rider, there are still things you cannot control. Other riders, for instance, other bike riders, could pose a danger to them. Riding at night can pose a danger. A bike that, you know, the chain breaks, can be a danger, and we cover all those things.
Very, very important. Mm. Very, very important. If you have a question, you may call WHTC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. You know, one of the most important things people can do is wear a bike helmet.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Well, you know, that's a tough thing, and we find that kids are pretty good about wearing a bike helmet, but there's a certain age that it becomes increasingly difficult to educate on bike helmets and the importance of doing it. And you see more and more kids, the older they get, wearing less of them. And what we talk to them about is, you know, legs and arms, if you are to crash and break a leg or break an arm or break a wrist or get road rash, you know, those are pretty easy for doctors and nurses to fix. It's really difficult to fix head in specifically brain injuries. And so we do talk to them about the importance of wearing a helmet and why. And it's not just about wearing a helmet, it's about wearing it properly. And we, a lot of the kids, you know, they will throw a helmet on, but it'll be sitting on the back of their helmet or back of their head, and it won't even be connected and it won't be buckled. Well, we talk to them about that does nothing. As soon as you fall off the bike, your helmet is off, right? So it's about wearing it properly, and the brain sits on the front part of their head. So we want to make sure that that helmet goes low enough to protect that brain, which is what we tell them. It's about 1 to 2 fingers between their eyebrow and the bottom of their helmet to make sure that it sits level on their head. And you'd be surprised how many kids that do wear helmets, you know, it sits way too far back in their head. It's not going to do the job that it needs to do. But also that the buckles need to be right underneath their ears, And that the chin strap needs to be buckled, but that they can't fit more than two fingers between their chin and the chin strap. We don't want them to be able to pull it up on their chin, because if they can and it's buckled and they can pull it up on their chin, then in the event of an accident, that helmet is not going to be effective at all. And then a lot of these helmets now have dials in the back, and we want the helmet to fit snugly around their head. We tell them about it should feel like your head is being hugged. And so we really push the importance of wearing a helmet. Children, actually, one thing I want to talk about, too, children are more likely to wear a helmet if their parents do. So it's not only about educating their children, but it's about educating parents.
So, I mean, if we know that, a helmet is going to protect the brain in the event of injury, why aren't people wearing them?
You know, there's a lot of reasons, and we actually ask kids that. And, you know, in some cases, the helmet is uncomfortable, and we have to talk to them about proper fit and educate them on some easy things they can do so that their helmet is comfortable. One kid, for instance, it was too tight. Well, obviously, most of us would not wear a helmet that we felt like we were being choked. So, and sometimes it's a very simple fix. It's just making sure that the helmet is comfortable for them. In other instances, they may not be able to afford a helmet, and we will work with families on that. We can have any family call us up at the hospital, and if it's where they cannot afford a helmet, we will make sure that they get the helmets that they need at a very low cost so that they can be safe when they go on a bike ride. Again, it goes back to the think they are a great biker and it's not going to happen to them, and then we go over some of the other things that can happen that can create dangers for them that are out of their control. And then a lot of kids think it's not cool. You know, they think, you know, none of their friends wear helmets, and why do they want to wear a helmet? And they kind of feel like a dork in a helmet. And so we talk to them about things that they enjoy doing. They may enjoy playing soccer or lacrosse or football or volleyball, or they enjoy being able to play games. And if a brain injury occurs, it's going to make those things difficult for them to do. So we try and get them back to what the helmet is going to, in the event of an accident, the helmet will allow them, in statistically speaking, to engage in some of those activities that they enjoy doing. But also their head is cool. You know, the helmet itself may not be cool, and we're not necessarily going to try and get them to agree that it is, but we're going to tell them your head is cool and all the activities that you enjoy doing is, and this helmet's going to allow you to continue to do that.
Is any helmet okay? I mean, can you go into any store? I mean, are there any regulations, you know, like with life jackets, they have to be, you know, a certain...
Right. We talk, if a helmet has ever been in an accident, we do not want them to use that helmet again. They need a new helmet. Even if they can't see any damage to the helmet, it's not going to be as effective, and we're not going to trust it, so let's get a new helmet. Really, any kind of helmet is fine as long as it fits them well. That's the biggest thing. If it fits them well and it meets, it fits straight on their head and the buckles hit them below the ears, and then there's the buckles fits comfortably, as I stated, though that really is the most important thing that we look for. Some helmets that even fit well, but you can tell it has been old and maybe the buckles don't move as well, there's going to be a point they're going to want to consider a new helmet, because you want them to continue to use it long term, and if those adjustments aren't in place, they're going to want to look at helmets that can adjust.
You know, I was at Meijer yesterday, and I saw in the aisle, I saw helmets, and they were the kind where kids could use markers. It was clear, and they could design their own helmet. I don't know if you've seen that.
There's some really fun helmets out there. I haven't seen that one in particularly, but I've seen one that there's like a built-in mohawk. Those are kind of cool. I've seen a lot of boys in that, and I'm like, you know what? If it gets you to wear a helmet, wear a helmet with a mohawk. Or, you know, there's some fun colors and patterns. And absolutely, I mean, if you can afford it and there's one that a child particularly likes, go for it, because if it's going to increase the likelihood of them wearing it, we support that.
But again, going back to what you say, is parents need to set the example.
And that's a tough thing. But yes, if parents are wearing a helmet, the kids are more likely to wear one. And, you know, statistics show only about 20% of kids wear their helmets. That's a very low number. And we want to get education out and get more helmets into these children's hands, and also encourage parents to wear them so that we can have that statistic go up.
So what are some other things people can do to practice bike safety?
Well, when they go, they want to make sure that their bike is safe and that the brakes work and that the chain is correct. We also want them to not ride barefoot, just in the event that something would happen. We want to make sure that...
What about flip-flops, though, versus tennis shoes?
We really discourage that. We really discourage flip-flops. They can flip off the foot, and then you're going to have a foot injury. It's going to... it's just going to require a little more of an more danger. So we say that it'd be great if you can wear the appropriate gear, such as sneakers, because they do help grip the pedals. Riding gloves can help grip the handlebars, especially for those that may do biking for more of a competition. You may see some riding gloves, but yeah, avoid flip-flops, shoes with heels, and cleats. We also say avoid wearing headphones when bike riding. Music can be a distraction, and it also can make it difficult to hear noises on the road, for instance, if a car is honking its horn. We do really encourage children 10 years and old to ride on sidewalks. However, sidewalks also pose dangers because there are hidden drives. And so if children are going to be on the sidewalks, we obviously encourage them to be with a parent. But they're 10 and younger. We do say keep them on the sidewalks, but be alert because there could be a car pulling out of the driveway that may not see you. And accidents do occur in that regard as well. So we want to encourage children to also walk their bikes across the road if it is busy. And just to be alert, keep an eye out for cars and trucks, even when riding on the sidewalk.
What about lights? Okay, well, we have a call.
Good morning, online.
Good morning, online, with our guests.
Hey, good morning, Duke, again, and good morning, guests. And I want to thank you for bringing up bicycle safety and trying to make awareness to our young children out there in the communities. Is there a way, or have you looked into possibly working with our school systems and bringing it into the schools? That way you got a captive audience and maybe get the word out all at once to the groups, because we have a lot of children that ride their bikes to our schools come every fall and, you know, springtime when the weather changes, and it seems to get a little hairy during those times. Also, secondly, did you ever think about doing a bike flag safety program? I used to do one here in the city of Holland, but because of financing, I can't keep up with that on my own part as an individual. But if a child isn't seen or a bike rider isn't seen, there's not much a helmet would do to protect them in a long run. But bringing more awareness that a biker is out there does create better safety. So I'll leave it at that, and I thank you very much for being on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. I think what you had a lot of great points there, and I appreciate you calling in. I'll go to your first question, which was about schools, and I agree. That is a great place for us to reach students with bike safety. I will give you an example, just one example of how we are involved with the schools, and that was in Negronigan Elementary, and they their fifth grade does an all-fifth grade bike hike. And the teachers there are really on top of safety, and it's definitely important to them, and they, of course, make sure that every student and every parent volunteer, as well as every teacher, has a helmet on for the bike hike. But they didn't stop there. They also wanted to make sure that every helmet was checked before they left, and that's where our program got involved. We also did a presentation to them on the importance of wearing a helmet and just overall bike safety. And we hope that those continue to increase, and we are going to continue to reach out. So thank you for that. Also, in August 4, we're going to be downtown Zealand at Zealmania, and that is going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. And a lot of age groups that we want to reach out to, school-age children, do come down, and we are going to be doing helmet fittings and selling helmets at a low cost and educating on bike safety.
You also have resources, don't you, available through the Helen DeVos Children's Injury Prevention for parents?
We do, and we definitely distribute these when we are at the events, whether that we did one event just recently at Park Church where we reached out to families on bike helmet safety, and we make sure that they leave with the appropriate education, but also that the parents can help fit the helmet on their child and understand what needs to happen so that in the event the helmet no longer fits or if there is an accident and they get another helmet from a store, they know how to properly fit their children. So we work with parents on that, and we're going to continue to work on these with these events and increase our events.
Well, and that's one reason why the Helen DeVos Children's Injury Prevention Program came to Zeeland, is
absolutely
our commitment to say, okay, we want to focus on, you know, car seat safety, which is, you know, we're not going to have time to talk about that today,
right,
Amber, and also the emphasis on, you know, bike safety at
right
this point. And
yeah,
that's an initiative that the hospital is committed to.
Absolutely.
Do you have any upcoming events?
We do. As stated, at Zealmania on August 4, we are going to be there downtown Zealand, and we encourage all families to come out and see us, whether that's for educational information or if you would like to purchase a helmet, or if you already have a bike helmet, take your helmet down and we'll look at it and make sure that it fits appropriately. We'd love to do that. We also are going to be doing some more 911 camps here next week in Georgetown and in Huttsville and in Allendale that we're looking forward to, and there's about 40 kids at each fire department there we're going to be talking about with those kids.
Where can people get more information, Amber? We're about out of time.
Okay, they can go to the spectrumhealth.org /Zealand website, and there's going to be more information on that in there. Or if they would like to, they can go to the HelenDeVosChildrens.org /injury prevention for more information as well.
And thanks for being here today, Amber. For more information, as Amber said, about safety initiatives provided by the Helen DeVos Children's Injury Prevention Program, call 748-8754. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health, Zealand Community Hospital, on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.